Backseat Box Office, episode number 58 for the weekend of October 28th through the 30th, 2011.
All right, let's do this thing.
All right, and you finish chewing the M&Ms that are in my mouth.
All right, you keep chewing. Hey, this is Andrew.
This is Jonathan.
And this is Tony eating M&Ms.
And you are listening to Backseat Box Office, and we are the Backseat Producers.
I want to still eat some more M&Ms because I'm kind of hungry.
All right.
He's not playing host duties today, so.
Well, he's retired.
On hiatus.
So I was thinking it was one of those things where, you know, it's his last day. He's just going to clear out a couple of old cases before, you know, he turns his badge and gun at the end of the day.
Too old for this shit. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Wow. That means you have to die by the end of the episode.
There's going to be a resurgence in my motivation because I need to help my young partners.
Your crazy-ass partners?
My crazy-ass partners.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't here last week, which was a shame, because I had a really good score last week. But I hear him this week, and guess what? I had a really bad score this week.
Yeah, you need to work that out better.
I apparently like to celebrate my failure.
Well, clearly, it's you come back to raise your score, then you get complacent and leave when things are going good.
Well, I'm not here to listen to you guys, you know, analyze it for me. I'm just like, it's my lunch break. I got 5 minutes. Oh, construction going on. That's kind of neat. Oh, what should I pick first? Oh, I'll pick Three Musketeers. That's a retarded idea, Andrew. No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just get it done.
Steampunk is so popular.
Well, you know, obviously, incorrectly, I based it off the steampunky Sherlock Holmes opening figures. I cut it down a little bit, but I was expecting it to do better than it did. I was thinking.
Did you
one
see
or
the
two.
Trailers though? That's the question.
Question is just: it was opening against Paranormal Activity. I mean,
and that was my one and two. You know, Three Musketeers were my one and two. I was going back and forth about which one was going to be one, and obviously, I picked incorrectly.
You chose poorly.
I would like to point out the weekend before that, though. I picked, I believe, Real Steel to be number one. I think two guys on the show picked Footloose to be number one.
Hey, sometimes you got to cut loose. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, but the trick is Footloose.
Actually,
that
came
one
at
come
number
in?
Two. Yeah.
We knew that it was going to be close between the two. Yeah, year one and two weren't anywhere near close.
Where did you guys put... not number two was close. My number two was Paranormal Activity 3. I mean, it was one off. But where did you guys put Three Musketeers?
Number two.
No, I didn't think there was any chance in hell it was going to beat Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
But I did think it was going to do better. I did think it was going to do better than Real Steel. Real Steel held a lot of its audience, though.
Yeah. Let me, I guess, run down these real quick. Yeah, number one.
Do that. Do your job.
I will. Number one. Although, you know, Jonathan's really good at it, but I'll do it. Number one, Paranormal Activity 3 brought in a record setting for the franchise, $52.5 million in 3,321 theaters. Hey, you know what the budget was on that?
$5 million.
No, you didn't know. Sorry.
Good for them.
Didn't mean to cut you off. So that's... a lot of profit. I can't do the maths because
ten times their budget and profit in the first weekend.
Yeah. So that'd be like 1,000%.
That's a lot of money. Whatever it is, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of profit for the first week you're out. At number two, Real Steel, hanging in there, brought in $10.8 million, dropping about almost exactly a third. Footloose, because sometimes you gotta cut loose, came in number three with $10.3 million.
It's true.
Also dropping a third. Number four, The Three Musketeers opened. Only brought in $8.6 million. Whoops. Number five, The Ides of March with 4.8 million. And then the other new releases, Johnny English Reborn, number eight. And honestly, that was my real mistake. I know, I guess, because I got double negatives for the Three Musketeers, but Johnny English didn't do me any favors either at number eight.
No, it didn't.
And I don't know if he went...
wait a minute. Continue.
Yeah, you're going to have to go You have to read
the next one, too.
Well, hold on. I'll get that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. I kind of forgot about that one. At number nine was The Thing. I think at least one person picked that.
Not me.
And then I don't know if... I don't know if anyone picked The Mighty Max, but it came in and opened at number 15.
No. I do have something funny to say about The Mighty Max. So Scott Wachter, Foul Sorceress, he participates, yeah. And I still haven't put together the result show yet, and that's... It's going to happen. I just... Time has not been my friend this week.
I hear you.
Because we do actually have... we have a return of Father Beast Box Office. Yeah, except it's not... He does not have Mentally with him this time. Mrs. Beast is there.
Nice. Oh.
I listened to just a minute or two of it, and it's like, wow. There are so many similarities to voice and cadence between Mrs. Beast and Mentally. And for a minute, I was like, are they trying to pull something over on us? But no, it's Mrs. Beast, and she's there. Well, Scott left a voicemail, and so he gave his picks, and at the end, he said, I've got a side bet. My side bet is, if the Mighty Max make over $1 million, I will eat my hat. Do you know what the Sunday estimates for the Mighty Max was?
Was it 1.1?
It was $1,037,000. Fortunately for Scott, it swung $37,000 on the other side of a million and ended up at $963,221 on just under 1,000 screens.
Because I would expect him to videotape the hat eating.
Absolutely. And I would have contacted Sam and Bhavna, and I'm sure they would have helped. So.
yeah, Sam. Sam would have probably held him down while Bhavna fed it to him.
Yep. Mighty Max tanked hard.
Well, did it tank hard, or did anyone expect?
I don't think anybody expected it to do that well. And fortunately, no one selected it on their prediction, so we don't have to give anyone a zero.
It only opened in 975 theaters.
Right, right. And all things considered, it did as about as well per theater as The Thing did. It wasn't too far off.
That's a fair point. Well, here, I'm the low man this week. Let me get my horribleness out of the way. I got 13 points, I believe. I think we've already mentioned I had Paranormal Activity 3 at number 2, and it was number 1. That lost me a point. I had The Three Musketeers at number 1. It was number 4. That lost me 6 points. let me cut to the chase. Johnny English I had at number 5. It was number 8. Well, there goes another 3 points. And then everything else was off a space. So each of my other picks cost me a point each. Because that's just the way I roll. So 13. Still in second place overall, though. Jonathan, how'd you do?
Overall among the hosts. Let's make that clear.
Yes.
Let me help you amend that statement.
No, I don't even try to compete on the general scale. It's just about the three of us to me.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Uriah, I'm at number 8, I believe. I believe Uriah is now at number 7.
Yeah, so, you and Uriah flip-flopped rankings this week.
Yeah.
Top 10, so that makes me happy.
Yeah, you maintained your 10th place spot, Jonathan.
That's all I'm really worried about right now. It's a long season.
It is.
And you did this. This is the exact same pattern we had last season.
Yeah, it really is.
This is true. So my list, I got Paranormal Activity right. So yay me there. Lost 2 points for having Three Musketeers at second. lost a point, or no, I got Footloose right at number three. I lost 2 more points for having Real Steel at four, because I flip-flopped those two, or something along those lines. And then I don't want to hear you complaining about Johnny English at number five, because I had The Thing at number five, which lost me another 4 points for being in ninth place. And I still managed to pull a 17 because I wasn't dumb enough to think that The Three Musketeers was going to make $60 million in its opening. Now, you know, like, I don't think it's unreasonable to expect a big budget blockbuster action movie with lots of big names in it to, you know, pull in $15 million. It wasn't that I overexpected, and I'll speak for Tony too in this. We didn't expect too much from The Three Musketeers. The Three Musketeers just failed that badly. So this is one of the few times that I think the American public has come through for us and said, yes, this is terrible, and we're not going to, you know, support that. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, we didn't give them the credit that they needed.
You know? I hear there are gas masks in it.
Stop.
That's
stop it.
According to the Twitters, there are gas masks.
Wow.
That actually comes from our lady friend Sam, if I'm not mistaken.
If you look, just to be fair, when it comes to the picks here, Real Steel lost 40% of its audience not this past weekend, but the weekend before. This weekend, yeah, it only lost 30. So that was unexpected.
Apparently boxing robots have more appeal than steampunk Frenchmen.
Apparently. You know, I haven't seen Real Steel yet, but the two or three people I know who have seen it, they all say it's a really good film. It's actually a pretty compelling family story, and then on top of that, you have giant robots beating the snot out of each other.
Which, you know, that's awesome.
Makes you wonder, if they can make a compelling story out of Rock'em Sock'em Robots, maybe Battleship won't be all that bad.
No. It's going to be that bad.
Don't talk him out of it, Andrew. Don't talk him out of it.
Let him go.
Don't you remember the argument about Winnie the Pooh?
Oh yeah, who could forget that? That was like the baton death march of arguments. But I'm gonna say this. I want to work this in. You guys were talking about how courageous, how you can make a good, you know, movie that also has a good, you know, story about family and whatnot. Apparently, they did that with Real Steel. Giant robots. Apparently, good family story. Well, I need to get out and see it.
All right, so then came me. I picked Paranormal Activity 3 to be number 1, and it was. I picked The Ides of March to be number 5, and it was. The middle part, Three Musketeers, I picked at number 2. It was actually at number 4. I had Real Steel and Footloose in the right order. I just had them shifted down because I misplaced Three Musketeers. So I lost 2 points on Musketeers, 1 each on Real Steel and Footloose. I had a 21 on the week, which was not the best score. The best score was, of course, by the person who is at the top of the board already, BD. And he got a 23.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, bastard.
not that you're bitter or anything.
No. I'm just over one full point under him at this point. And with 7 weeks out, I think I'm, like, if I get a 25 this week and he gets like a 16, he will be below me.
So what you're saying, fingers is you're getting crossed, tired of being below him.
No, I think it's cool. I just need him to not get the best score, or at least a better score than me this week, so I can move up a little bit.
Because you want to be on top.
Yeah.
You feel like it's your turn to be on top.
Well, considering what you said earlier is we're only counting the hosts, I've got
covered. Oh, yeah, you're on top.
I've got that covered right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you did so, last season, too, for a while. Until Jonathan took it away from you.
Yeah. Come back, Holmberg.
He's almost like the Batman.
It's what we're good at in Colorado. I mean, if you look at it, who's our most famous sports player?
Kirby Puckett? No, that's Minnesota.
Probably John Elway.
I would fair to say it is Elway. Yes.
That's fair. Yeah.
The fourth quarter comeback kid, mm-hmm. You know.
And how many Super Bowls has he won?
Two.
Okay.
In a row. I'm just saying. There's no drama if you're just on top and stay on top. You know, you've got to mix things up. Play around with the order a little bit. You know, tease the people. And then right at the end, that's why even as I, you know, took the number one position during the summer season, towards the end there, you notice that my numbers, they started to decline, and there was that question of, can you guys catch up to me, and will I actually hold it all the way through the end? That was all intentional. This is all planned.
He's got a plan.
You don't know it, but... I'm like Heath Ledger's Joker. It's all playing into my.
Some men just want to see the world burn.
Jade, watch out for the fan in your office. I'm afraid your head's going to run into it here in a second. I assume your head's just getting larger and larger the longer you speak.
That's why the fan isn't in this room.
Oh, it's good thinking.
Well, like I said, it's all planned.
So, and you know, I think you're right, though, because one of the reasons I've really enjoyed this year's World Series is because it hasn't been just a dominating performance by either team. It's been, every game has been really good.
It's fun to watch.
And the series, has just been back and forth. I mean, obviously I want the Cardinals to win, but it's been a great World Series this year.
All right,
there's that.
We should talk about
kill the podcast winner.
Perhaps movies that are coming out this week. Three of them.
Well, there's Logan's Gattaca. Or Gattaca Run. That sounds better. We got Gattaca Run.
Starring nothing. Starring just in Timberlake.
That's all.
See what I did there. I killed the podcast even worse than you did.
You did.
I'm out. I'm done.
See you guys later.
Goodbye.
That was pretty bad, Tony.
I don't have the kind of mic setup where I can rip the microphone off the thing and throw it on the ground.
Throw it on the ground.
If I did,
give us some
I would.
Feedback. Some of that forced feedback from doing that.
Here, let's see how this sounds. Is that anything like me dropping a mic?
No.
It sounded like you bumped your head into it.
Yeah.
It sounded like.
What about this? Anyone out there? Keep this thing on?
No, actually, that sounded pretty terrible, too.
Damn it. All right, let's talk about Gattaca Run. I mean, in time. Justin Timberlake in a strange futuristic world where everybody kind of lives and stops aging when they hit 25. The rich can live forever, the poor. You know, are basically working their 8-hour
currency.
For
currency is measured in units of time. Right. You as you work, you don't earn money; you earn time. And apparently, they've found a way to freeze the aging process, so everyone's at a constant age of 25. There's that clip in the commercial where a man introduces his wife and his daughter and granddaughter or something, and.
His mother-in-law, his
oh,
wife,
mother-in-law.
His daughter.
Yeah, I knew it was like three generations, and it was three strikingly attractive, very young women.
Looked exactly the same.
And yeah, they looked the same. And apparently, the process must be maintained, I guess, and that's how you pay for it. And when your time runs out, you're dead.
Yep.
It actually looks like a pretty interesting movie. Like,
I'm curious. I'm curious about one thing though, and it's basically when your time runs out, do you just begin aging, or is there some function?
No, you die.
You
die. See, that's actually in the trailer. Like,
I know, but I want the explanation for that, because that's one of those things that I'm going to need an explanation. Well, I'm going to need.
From what I can see, from what it looks like you just cease functioning.
It's got to be tied up with the process that keeps you young.
Right. Obviously
that's constantly working. So I imagine that as something's in your body, whether it be, you know, nanobots or whatever, is keeping you young. When your time runs out, they kill you, I
see. Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine it had to be nanomachines. And then once you run out of time, they just stop working, and thus so do you.
Yeah. Or even if they don't just stop working, they may actually just kill you.
Yeah, that could be
true. Yeah. Yeah, the nerd in me is just getting hung up on that, and I just kind of want to know the answer.
Yeah, because, I mean, the trailer shows like, because the conceit of the movie is that Justin Timberlake meets this rich guy who's lived for 100 years and is tired of living, and so he gives, like, all of his time to Timberlake, and then the trailer actually shows him, like, sitting on a bridge as his time runs out. And then, like, the last second ticks off, and then he jerks and falls off the bridge.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, it looks like it's not a particularly pleasant way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's coming out.
And that's opening in 3,000-plus theaters.
Yes.
Puss in Boots is coming out.
I imagine I will have to see this movie. I do have a child.
If that's your excuse, huh?
You know what?
Yep, sticking to it.
Julie and I have already sat the children down and told them, if you plan on seeing this film, ask Grandma and Grandpa to take you. We've pretty much flat out refused to take them to see this movie. The terrible, terrible Shrek Forever After, whatever they ended up naming that movie, was so bad. And this was supposed to be a direct-to-DVD release like 3 or 4 years ago. But somehow it stayed in development and is now coming out in the fall as a kids movie. So, and in 3,800 theaters?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's trading at $115 a share in HSX.
The Derby has it pulling in $50 million.
Yeah, I saw that.
I can see it, man.
Oh, I can see it making a lot of bank, but man.
Oh, I don't want to go see
it. I am not going to go see that if I can avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I don't need to make an excuse. So.
Movie I do want to see?
The Rum Diary. That looks like it'd be fun.
I'm a Hunter S. Thompson fan. Another famous person from Colorado, I'd like to point out.
Yes.
Or at least, I don't know if he was born in Colorado, but he lived a lot of his life in Colorado.
He committed suicide in Colorado, so.
He sure did.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, honestly, I couldn't tell you where he was born. But Hunter S. Thompson, famous gonzo journalist, one of the books here was The Rum Diary with him down in Puerto Rico. And, you know, Johnny Depp reprising his role. Yeah, I don't think it's going to make a lot of money, but it's actually a movie I kind of want to go see.
Yeah, I'd go see this.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go see it. I'll probably, you know, stream it or watch it on, you know, one of the cable movie stations.
It'd be worth a matinee.
Yeah.
Maybe. Considering the time that I have to go see a movie, I would probably prioritize and put In Time or Real Steel above this, just because those movies I would want to see on a bigger screen. I would want the priority, the screen size priority is like Real Steel, then In Time, then Rum Diary.
I would probably put Real Steel ahead of Rum Diary 2 for the big screen.
Just for the big screen.
But, I mean, the Rum Diary's got a great cast. I mean, you got Aaron Eckhart, you got Amber Heard, you got Giovanni Ribisi. It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, and I'm an Aaron Eckhart fan, so... Yeah, I'll see it. I just don't know when I'll be able to see it.
That dude's... I'm just a fan of his jaw. Him and Bruce Campbell, man.
Oh, man.
That jawline is just staggering.
He needs to be like a ship captain, like in a World War II movie. And like something happens to the front of the boat, and they just prop him up and just use his chin to ram other ships.
There's an iceberg. They just use that chin to split it.
Titanic 2. What iceberg? I mean, poosh. It just explodes in a fine, cool mist when it hits his fabulous chin.
I would have bought Bruce Campbell's autobiography anyway, but the title alone would have sold me even if I wasn't going to. It was titled If Chins Could Kill.
Yes.
It's just got a giant picture of him with his jaw jutting out towards the camera on the front. It's great. Alright, so those are our three new movies.
For what it's worth, apparently Anonymous is also coming out, which is, I think I've mentioned it on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's
the
only opening in 200 theaters, though, so in a way, that makes me happy.
I've actually seen commercials for it. I did not expect that I would see commercials for a movie that's only opening in 200 theaters, unless they're planning on a wider release later.
It doesn't say there's a wider release plan, but I don't know how those things are decided.
True.
It's odd that my local theater has had Anonymous posters up for, I don't know, a while now, most of summer, and I'm not seeing it releasing in my theater. I don't know what that means.
Very strange.
Well, is this the Cafe Bistro?
No. This is the 16-screen Cinemark right next door to where I live.
Yeah. I got nothing then.
Yeah. So they've been at, like, and hyping it big, like, huge standy thing.
I can tell you why.
Hmm.
Do you see who's distributing it?
Relativity?
No, Sony Columbia. They probably had to... It was probably a package deal to get, you know, we'll let you advertise this other big, huge film, but you have to put this in also somewhere in your placement. I would imagine it was probably something like that.
Interesting.
Especially considering it's Sony Columbia and not one of the little offshoots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like... there's a movie coming out, the one listed just below that, Like Crazy, Paramount Vantage. That's their, we're trying to get an Oscar studio. That's the we're trying to get an Oscar studio from Paramount. If you look, the most of the movies that are nominated for Oscars, and not just in the best picture, but in acting, directing, writing, a lot of them come from those vanity studios that they have, Paramount Vantage, and I can't remember them off the top of my head, but they come, those studios become a lot more prevalent in the releases in late November, December, January, you know, that Oscar time when all those movies are released in one theater, and then all of a sudden in 50 theaters, so they're an Oscar contender.
Mm.
So,
I think this brings us to the point of the show where Tony gets to stall for a little bit while he gives his picks.
I'm not going to stall.
Oh, nice.
I am ready.
That's your checkbook, isn't it?
That's the sound of readiness.
Oh, is that what it is?
I thought we were doing another unboxing.
No. God damn it, no.
I'm just going to reference that every single time anybody makes a weird noise.
I'm gonna have to go with Puss in Boots at number one. As much as it, I don't want to, because I think it's gonna be terrible. But there's just not a lot of good options for younger kids right now. Mm-hmm. I think Real Steel might be a family movie, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be as appealing to my 4-year-old daughter as
well,
Puss in Boots
Real
would
Steel
be.
Been out at this point, anyway,
right? So right? Right?
3 weeks.
So number
that,
two
that was a rhetorical question. Yeah.
Number You're two, welcome. Paranormal Activity 3. I'm just going to push
Anytime,
through.
Buddy.
Just going to plow right ahead.
Put
Brace
your jaw
yourself.
There. Jut it.
Brace yourself. It's coming. So, number two, Paranormal Activity 3. It would have to lose a metric shit ton of money to not be pretty high up in the ratings.
Like 95% of it is off.
Yeah.
Every copy of it would have to catch fire spontaneously
right.
across the United States.
Yeah. You know, not only to mention. This is basically Halloween weekend, and this is the default scary movie that is in theaters right now. So,
no Scream this year.
Yeah, yeah. So,
shucks.
Definitely gonna leave Paranormal Activity at number two. In Time, I think is a lock for third, unless it does surprisingly well. And bumps Paranormal Activity. I think that would have to be, I think it would have to do shockingly well, like, you know,
or it pulls the Three Musketeers.
That's more likely, I think.
Maybe, I don't know. I think with Justin Timberlake has really become a mainstream person that people relate to. I mean, especially with like his appearances on Saturday Night Live, people have just become a lot more comfortable. With looking at Justin Timberlake and not saying, "Oh, he's just that guy from the boy band."
No, I like Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I do too.
How much advertising? When was the first time you even heard of this movie?
I heard about it a couple months ago.
Yeah, dang, I heard about it Monday.
Really?
That
I've been
was
seeing
my first exposure.
I've
to
been
it.
Seeing ads for it.
How did
regularly?
How did you go to any of the summer blockbuster movies and not see trailers for it?
Yeah, this was
this where I've seen all of my trailers for it.
No, I mean I've seen the Three Musketeers like a gazillion times in front of the summer movies, but summer movies I saw none of them had In Time in front.
Summer movies I did not see Three Musketeers once until
really?
The very end of the summer, and I mean it was like
oh man,
it was like
you must have really a really weird theater because. Yeah, I never saw the Three Musketeers either.
But I did see stuff for In Time, you know, and I want to say it was like in April or May. I mean, it was pretty early in the,
really?
In the summer season.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we have a Goodrich 16, the one I typically go to. But, you know, there was a lot of that Taylor, what was it, Abduction?
Oh,
saw that
yeah.
a bunch of times. Saw Three Musketeers a bunch of times. And then it just depends on what part of the year, but you know, saw the early in the season, you saw a lot of the other later summer blockbusters that were coming out, and later you saw a lot of crap like the Immortals.
Yeah.
But go on.
So number four, my resolve is wavering for this one, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. Rum Diaries, or the Rum Diary, I should say. Seeing the Basketball Diaries. I think it
also a good movie.
I think it probably has enough star power to push it into the range of over 5 million, less than 10 million. that nebulous zone there. That I don't think any other film is going to hit that range unless In Time does. But I think In Time maybe has the advantage of being a little more actioner. And it has a lot more screens showing on, so I think that's gonna probably push it just above Rum Diary, and then I'm just gonna, you know, for the next one, I'm just gonna just one last time toss Real Steel in there because I don't know that Footloose. I don't think Footloose is going to switch positions with it at this point.
Yeah,
it's falling at a fairly steady rate, but it's not gonna make more. I would be surprised if it makes more than $7 million this week. I think Rum Diaries could maybe make 8 or 9. It's going to be close. I think those bottom three are the ones that are going to be closer. Top two I'm pretty confident in. So all of my fumbling around here, Puss in Boots at number one, Paranormal Activity 3 at number two, In Time at number three, The Rum Diary at number four, and Real Steel at number five. Done.
Pencils down. Jonathan, you're up next.
Well, I'm in real danger of copying you, Tony.
And shocker.
For what it's worth, I've had my list done since the beginning of the show. The question for me is the Rum Diary.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Puss in Boots and is probably going to make a ton of money just because it's part of the Shrek series. It's whatever, blah, blah, blah.
And they're introducing Humpty Dumpty to the canon.
Maybe Paranormal Activity can beat it, but either way, that's the one. That seems like the obvious one and two positions. And then In Time seems like it could pull anywhere from $15 to $20 million, which, looking back at the other sci-fi movies of the year, Source Code, Limitless, Adjustment Bureau, I Am Number Four, if you want to count that one, all of those have made about from $15 to $20 million in their opening weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, that seems reasonable, and it's gotten play. It's gotten, you know, if you're not living in Colombia, apparently, you have heard about it. So,
I guess I don't know what to tell you.
It's strange, but yeah, that's one of the movies that I've known about for months. And
apparently, if you're part of the time stream, you've heard of it.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, if you look at my column from I guess Tuesday this week, Uriah kind of already put his picks in, and
yeah,
as another Columbia guy. If you notice his description under In Time, and I'm going to talk slowly because it won't load. It's just cycling, and cycling. I want to get the quote correct and not just try to remember it. Processing. Oh my God! What is wrong with this computer?
I don't think it's a computer. I think it's there. I've been having some issues with the hosting lately. So,
Wait, man. Too bad this wasn't on a good website. Oh wait, it's on our website.
Dick.
So what you're saying is, if I pull it up on my phone, it's probably gonna come up any quicker.
No, probably not.
But you know what I do have?
It's not
I do have
for me either, so one would assume.
I do have a backup here because these get emailed to me.
Mm.
And so I'm pretty sure on my phone I can pull up my trash or my all mail.
Yeah, in fact, I just got a fatal error on the website.
A fatal one. Oof.
Maximum execution time of 30 seconds exceeded in blah, 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 blah.
Line 20.
Line 41.
Funny is I've only made it through three of my picks.
Sorry.
Oh, go on. We might as well let him talk while we're trying to load the website. Jeez.
Jeez.
You'd think he was like a host or something.
Fatal error.
Okay, here it is. I've got it on my. I've got the email on my phone.
Why were we looking this up again?
Well, because we were talking about how Columbia apparently resides outside the time stream,
yes.
And I was just pointing out that Uriah, you know, another Columbia guy, on his picks under In Time.
Oh, I've got it now.
So do I. He's talking about, you know, he hadn't heard anything about it. He didn't know anything about it. He was surprised to see it was coming out this weekend, but has a lot of theater filled, and perhaps I'm just not watching TV that would have the ads for this surrounding it. And so he put it number three. But, I mean, he sees more movies than I do, and he hadn't heard about it either. So just saying, I don't know what it is, but we've somehow managed to miss it here in Columbia.
I guess so.
And, I mean, it doesn't help I don't have TV. But anyway, go on with your pick, sir.
I don't have TV either, so...
That's a good point.
I'm just saying.
It's a good point.
on the list of things that we have in common.
What is this, the 1950s? If you don't have... Two-thirds of the hosts don't have television.
No,
I know. I'm being a dick.
This is the 21st century. What the fuck do I need TV for? That's
weird. I have a high-speed internet connection.
Yeah. Netflix, Xbox Live.
Hulu.
I like BitTorrent.
Yeah, Hulu's saving my ass for Yojimbo this week. So,
but anyway, so picks thus far: Paranormal Activity. No, wait. I wrote these down in a different order and then revised them. Puss in Boots at number one. Paranormal Activity at number two. In Time at number three. And then I want to put Rum Diary at number four. And Real Steel at number five. But I just, like, this is a movie I didn't realize was coming out until today.
Do it.
Mm. I feel like that's going to cause problems.
Come over to the dark side, Jonathan, and do it. Give it to your instincts, your emotions. I see dead people.
If I give in to my instincts, I would leave it off, though.
Don't give it to your instincts.
Go with
whatever is telling you to put at number four. Don't touch yourself there.
It's hard to whisper when you're trying not to laugh.
Oh, screw it. Let's copy Tony this week.
Booyah!
Well played, sir.
This can only end badly, but I won't do worse than he does. So.
Just embrace it, man.
That is fair and true.
Hey, we could get a 50 this week.
Amongst the three of us.
Dicks!
Hey, you can say ditto and we can go for the 75 in the Oscar season. How awesome would that be?
That wouldn't have worked out for us the last time you suggested that, and I don't see it working out tonight.
You might have a point with that.
So, although there are a lot of similarities here, I absolutely concur. Puss in Boots is going to rule this weekend at number one. I think Paranormal Activity 3 is going to be number two. I also think In Time is going to be number three. However, I will depart from you guys at number four. At number four, I'm going to put Real Steel. At number five, I'm going to put Footloose. Why would I do that, you ask? Well,
because you think Rum Diary is going to tank.
No, did you guys look and see how much Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas made?
No.
Well, for those, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but for anyone listening who might not, Fear and Loathing
is
another.
No, I'm not. What is that?
What's that?
No, I'm not. What is that?
Oh, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is another book by Hunter S. Thompson that stars Johnny Depp playing Hunter S. Thompson. Also stars Antonio Banderas. Sorry. Benicio del Toro, Christina Ricci, Tobey Maguire, and Cameron Diaz. It had a smaller opening. It only opened in 1,100 theaters, 1,126 to be exact. It opened at $3.3 million. Its entire domestic take was exactly $10.6 million. And that's why I'm leaving it off.
I have a point that I'll argue with you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honestly, I think what we could be looking at more with The Rum Diary is not so much a direct comparison to what was done with Fear and Loathing, but we could be more looking at, like, a sequel effect. And that's kind of what that's kind of what I'm banking on. It's like, nobody knew what Fear and Loathing was going to be like, and it's like, what are those stupid sunglasses on Johnny Depp? What is going on with this?
But Fear and Loathing also got panned by a lot of people.
But a lot of people enjoy it.
Remember not enjoying it.
A lot of people enjoy it, though, too.
Enjoyed it quite a bit, actually.
I enjoyed it too, but I heard a lot of people talk about it.
The only thing that I would say about that.
Plus, I think Johnny Depp has a lot more star power now than he did then. A whole lot more.
Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding me? He'd been in Pirates at this point.
What?
Johnny Depp?
When did Fear and
Loathing
come out?
Fear and Loathing came out.
Here, I've got it right here. Hold on. I've scrolled.
The first Pirates of the Caribbean was 03.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is 98. I was thinking the first Pirates was like 96.
No.
Yeah, and then that's going to be my argument is that you're talking $3.5 million in half the number of theaters in 98. You factor inflation and double the number of theaters. If it has the same opening, you know, if it pulls the same amount of money during, it seems like it has a good chance of doubling that or more.
So maybe it'll be at 6, but I still think it's probably going to need to get above 7 to get above Real Steel and Footloose.
I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't know what the inflation is, but I mean, if you figure that in today's money is $4 or $5 million. Then double that, you're looking at 8 to 10, which is probably going to beat.
If it gets to 10, I think it'll beat both.
I think if it gets
absolutely
to 8, it'll beat them both. So.
I say there's a good chance, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's extremely tempting. Was extremely tempting to make Rum Diaries the, you know, safety pick this week. Anyway, yeah, we'll just leave that one off just in case it Dylan dogs us, but I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Nah.
But I could see it pulling. I could see it pulling 6th or 7th, which will be painful, but not horrid.
It wouldn't be fatal.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to. I don't think it's going to be fatal. But I could see it not making it.
I don't expect it to be as bad as Johnny English or The Thing was.
Good Lord. Johnny English didn't... wow.
Yeah, Johnny English did not do well.
The weird thing on Johnny English is, you know, the last one opened at... the first Johnny English opened like 9.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny English Reborn opened at all of 3.8. That is not good.
I think the original Johnny English, though...
I don't think
first of all, it's done really well, like in the UK markets.
The
international markets is doing fine.
Yeah, but it does great. Yeah.
I think
it almost. This
I think
is
part
almost
of the problem is that Rowan Atkinson has just kind of been out of the American public's eye for a while. I mean, wasn't the last thing he did?
Well, the Mr.
Well, Johnny
Bean
English
movies.
Wouldn't have been. Would have been.
Was it?
I don't think so.
I don't know how many Mr. B movies there have been, but. I don't know which would have been most recent.
But either way, it's been years, it would seem like. So it doesn't really surprise me all that much that it didn't do very well.
But Gillian Anderson's in it.
Yeah, and
I didn't know about that.
Who knows what she from anymore.
X-Files, man.
Yeah, we know that.
but apparently we're old.
Yeah,
how
long ago did the X-Files go off the air?
I don't care, man. If every Friday night in high school, I was watching me some X-Files.
Not me. I watched like 2 episodes of it and I had to move on.
You missed out on a lot of good stuff. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry, dude.
I'll just have to live with the loss.
You will, somehow. You just have to be able to deal with it.
I will press on. Much like I did when I was trying to get my picks with you assholes talking over me the whole time.
hey, I don't want to hear it. What was that, like, 5-minute soliloquy in the middle of mine? Like, the page isn't loading, so we're going to talk for...
You could have talked over us. That's what I did.
Anyway.
I no longer feel too old for this shit. My motivation is back!
We gotta watch out for your two crazy-ass partners.
That's... obviously.
Fantastic. Does that mean we can ride out on the sunset now?
Yep.
Yes.
Goody.
Either that or walk away slowly with the Hulk music playing.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Or run while things explode.
Oh, I'm in for that. wait a minute. Let me finish Couch to 5K before we do any running. I don't know about this. Because it has to be like really a really short range of explosions. Because I'm not going to run that far.
I'm really good in...
In short bursts.
I've surprised people with my short burst capabilities.
like a cheetah.
John, weren't you the eighth cheetah of the Ragnarok?
Yes, yes he was.
Just see, like a cheetah. Just
see how I bring it all like back? Bring it all back around.
Fantastic.
Okay, are we done?
Yes. All see right. you next week, folks.
See ya.
Bye.
Doom, doom, doom.
Doom, doom.
I'm not singing.